8-2 right now, playing some great basketball. I know you've got a big one on Saturday with the girls' showcase. First of all, I guess that's a great thing to be chosen. I know Kelly does a great job at that that day, and I know you got to play the early game in the morning, but still to be a part of it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool honor to be asked to go play in something like that. I mean, if you look at all the teams that are going to be playing, there's going to be a lot of fun matchups to watch and a lot of great teams and players to watch. So to get to be a part of it, that's a pretty cool honor, and we're excited to have that opportunity.
So have you been kind of working out in the morning, kind of getting ready for this, or are you just, hey, it's an 8:50 tip-off, we'll just go do it and see, and as whatever happens, happens?
No, we did. I mean, over break, we practiced in the morning a lot of the times, and then we did have a morning practice today, actually, to kind of help get ready for that. And so I don't know if that's the right idea or not, or just try to get as much rest as possible, but I guess we'll find out when Saturday happens, I guess.
Kids really playing some great basketball, Coach, especially defensively. You're just winning the whole teams in the 30s or even low 40s for that part. You're playing some pretty good defense.
Yeah, we do a good job of kind of creating some havoc with our pressure and creating some turnovers and speeding teams up a little bit. It's something we kind of talk about every day, every game, that we want to hang our hat on our defense, and that's kind of how we think we get ourselves going a little bit on offense, is using our defense to kind of get our energy up and our blood flowing a little bit. And when our energy's high and we're moving around, we're pretty tough defensively. And just one end, we just got to keep working at us. We know we're outsized a lot of times, so we're trying to harp on rebounding better and getting better in that aspect.
But your offense is scoring points as well. You got three girls in double figures, a couple of others, you know, 5-6 points a game. So offense continues, playing good defense, but offensively doing some great things as well.
Yeah, I've been very pleased with our offense this year. We got, you know, Sutton, Sawyer, Claire kind of leading us with our offense usually most nights. But then just the other night, it was nice that we had a couple other girls, Emma and Chloe, stepped up and had career nights for them by hitting some shots on the outside. So we can kind of keep that balanced attack. It makes things difficult, and we kind of want to play fast, and kind of got some good ball handlers and girls when they catch fire that can shoot pretty well from the outside. So hopefully we can kind of keep that going.
I think I counted up right. I got about 5 games left before the conference tournament. And right now I would think Alma's probably in the driver's seat, but you're right up there battling, I think, probably for a 2 seed right now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be?
I think we'll be pretty close, yeah, as long as we can keep showing up and keep taking care of business. Hopefully we can kind of be in that conversation once that happens.
And you got Mid Valley on Friday night, Coach, and then Mullen on Saturday morning, and big weekend for you. Want to just continue to do what you're doing, and chance to reach 10 wins on the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. It's something that probably hasn't happened here in quite a few years. So hopefully, just can kind of come out and, you know, play a good basketball game. That's a quick turnaround going from Friday night to Saturday morning, and so I'm not exactly sure how we'll respond to it, but at least I'm excited we get the opportunity to do it. Every night we get to go play, that's always a bonus, and it's an opportunity for us to keep getting better, and that's kind of our goal, is just each day keep stacking our days together and just keep getting better.
And that Mullen program's got a lot of tradition with it of good girls basketball teams, and I see they got a winning record, got Brady on before they play you, so that's always a tough program, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're athletic, and they're aggressive, and they get up in your face full court, and they're going to try to create just as many turnovers as like we like to do, so it could be a very fun, fast-paced game, and it's going to be a good challenge, Ed. Hopefully we can kind of take care of the ball, handle their pressure, and if we can stay composed, I think we'll be fine. But they're going to bring a different element, it's something we haven't seen this year yet either, so that's always a fun challenge to have. We want to kind of embrace those opportunities, so we'll see how it goes. We're excited for it, though.